Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 19 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is The Allocation of Israel's Inheritance. Who are we? We are children of God. Ephesians 1:11 can be translated, "We have been made an inheritance." What does that mean? Whose inheritance are we? We are Christ's inheritance. He purchased us at the cross. He inherits us. We have an inheritance that we will receive, but we also are an inheritance for Jesus. Jesus himself is our inheritance, and we are his. Our text today is Joshua 14, verses 1 through 5. These are the inheritances that the people of Israel received in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel gave them to inherit. Their inheritance was by lot, just as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses for the 9 1/2 tribes. For Moses had given an inheritance to the 2 1/2 tribes beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the people of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and no portion was given to the Levites in the land, but only cities to dwell in, for their pasture lands, for their livestock and their substance. The people of Israel did as the Lord commanded by Moses. They allotted the land. God gave special instructions for Israel's inheritance because he had a specific purpose and plan for his people. The distribution matched God's design for how he wanted his people to live in the land that he had promised. God had a divine purpose for every tribe. However, God had a different plan for the priestly line of the tribe of Levi. 4 times in these chapters, we are reminded that the Levites were given no inheritance in the land. The sacrifices of the Lord God Israel, made by fire, are their inheritance, as he said to them. The priests and Levites received certain portions of the sacrifices as their due, as well as special tithes and offerings that the congregation were to bring. They were in the service of God, and the work of God was to carry them and provide for them. People would give, and from those gifts the Levites would be supported and would live. This principle holds true while time lasts. Those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel, as seen in 1 Corinthians 9:14. The laborer is worthy of his wages, as seen in Luke 10:7. There were 2 reasons for this system being instituted. Firstly, God did not want the responsibilities and activities relating to tribal affairs to distract the Levites from their spiritual duties. They were to serve the Lord without distractions, as seen in 1 Corinthians 7:35. Secondly, the Levites, while they had no geographical boundaries, would be living in the 48 cities with their lands allotted to them in different parts of the country, Numbers 35:1-8, and would be a decided influence for good wherever they were placed, for they would be accessible to the people. Remember what Joshua 13:33 revealed about the inheritance of the tribe of Levi? But to the tribe of Levi Moses gave no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel is their inheritance, just as he said to them. The tribe of Levi was blessed with serving the Lord and having God as their inheritance. Though the tribe of Levi was set apart, Scripture reveals that all the Israelites were to inherit God as their portion. Jeremiah 10:16 says, "God is the portion of Jacob," with Jacob meaning all of Jacob's descendants. David uses similar terminology in Psalm 16:5. "The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot." The wonder of the gospel is that this truth doesn't just apply to the Israelites, but to all believers. In Ephesians 3:6, the Apostle Paul says, "This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." We receive God himself as our inheritance. So, you may be asking the following question. What is God's inheritance? God's word tells us the answer to that question in Deuteronomy 32:8-9. It reads, "When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he divided mankind, he fixed the borders of the peoples according to the number of the sons of God. But the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob allotted his heritage." So God's inheritance is his people. I know what you're thinking. We get Jesus as our inheritance while God gets us as his inheritance. Wow, we sure got the better end of that deal, right? God sure didn't get much. Well, to him, it is. God loves you so much that he sent his son to die so that you could have a personal relationship with him. That's how much God loves his inheritance of you. Questions to consider. How does God's inheritance for you line up with his plan in your life? Do you understand why he has you where he has you? How do the following scriptures describe God's inheritance for you? Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord, and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:16-17. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Thinking about how earthly inheritances can be things like land, money, homes, or other valuable possessions, what are some specific spiritual blessings you have now or will have in the future because God is your inheritance? Pray with me. Lord, thank you so much for making us your inheritance. And thank you so much for giving us you as an inheritance. We pray that we would live into all that that means, such that we can be doers of your word. We love you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.